Good evening. It is now 6:30, and I'd like to begin the regular meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission, the Town of Castle Valley. It is Thursday, September 4th, 2025, 6:30 p.m. This meeting will be a hybrid meeting held electronically by Zoom and also in person at the Anchor site at the Town Building. I call this meeting to order, and Baleen, could you do roll call for us, please?
All right. Present here at the Town Building, Ryan Anderson, Dorje Honer, Janie Tuft, and Colleen Thompson. And Marie Hawkins, book member, is joining us on Zoom.
Forget yourself.
And myself, book clerk, Baleen Ross.
Somebody else who's just walked in.
Hello?
Hello?
Right, and Egmont Honer is also present at the Town Building.
So you've had an opportunity to look at the agenda. It's a short one, probably. Do I have a motion for the adoption of the agenda?
I move we adopt the agenda as presented.
Motion Dorje, is there a second?
I second it, Janie.
Janie second. Let's take a vote. Dorje.
Aye.
Janie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Brian, aye. We have adopted the agenda. Second item on the agenda is open public comment. Would anyone from the public like to speak? Hearing none, seeing none, move to approval of the minutes. We have two different minutes. Have you had the opportunity to look them over?
I was not able to do a complete review of the 7th, but I was able to get through the 14th.
I have reviewed both. Do we do one at a time?
Let's do one at a time.
Super.
I, Janie, make a motion to approve the pending minutes of the regular meeting held on Thursday, August 7th, 2025.
Motion, Janie. Is there a second? Marie?
I second. And I just wanted to mention to Faylene or whoever did this, I guess it was Faylene, it's an amazing that you got all this down. It's very, very complete.
Well, thank you. It wasn't easy. I hope I got it right, but it's a done deal now.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Well, this makes people that weren't there, they can understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband was asking about it, so I told him to read it.
Thank you, Marie, for the comment. Appreciate that. So we have a motion and a second. Let's take a roll call vote. Janie?
Aye.
Marie?
Aye.
Dorje?
Abstain.
Brian? Aye. The minutes for August 7th have been adopted. Do I hear a motion for August 14th? Special meeting.
I did have one quick question. I just wanted to make sure the wording looked correct. I imagine it is. It was referring to the decommissioning contract for Danny Cricket. I believe it was on this one, or was it on the previous one?
No, it's new business item for.
It was at the special meeting.
Hmm. It wasn't in the special meeting?
It was.
Oh, it was. Disposition can be arranged. It's disposition, not disposal, correct?
Yeah, he hasn't decided yet whether he's going to move it onto the neighboring lot or find a new home for it altogether.
Okay, I just wanted to check on that. Otherwise, I'm good with everything else. And I move that we approve the minutes from the Thursday, August 14th special meeting of the Planning and Land Use Commission as presented.
Motion to approve. Dorje, is there a second?
I, Jenny, second.
Second, Janie. Take a vote. Dorje.
Aye.
Janie.
Aye.
Marie.
Aye.
Brian, aye. The August 14th special meeting minutes have been approved. Down to agenda item number 4. Has there been any correspondence?
I've had none.
I've had none.
None.
Okay. So let's move to the BPA report. Colleen, you're up.
Okay, in August, there were 5 permits. Lot 151, Jim and Valley Smoosh, for an addition on the residence. That was approved. Lot 100, Wendy and Bill Gustin, a replacement septic tank was approved. Lot 46, Neil Hutchinson, garage roof solar. You might remember he had a solar permit approved a few months ago, but this is a redesign with different equipment. So this replaces the previous one. And then 227, Danny Prickett, his new residence was approved. And lot 367 and the upper 80, Richard and Jennifer Carr, their septic was approved. In process, there was some activity on 386 Homestead. They were cutting a new driveway and they tore down the house. So Dorsey went and talked to them. So we're in communication with them about getting their permitting taken care of.
And it's going over there.
What place that was? It's right behind Jason and Allie.
Where the roof was falling in?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. There's no roof anymore. And on lot 164, Mitch Stock, they've applied for a rooftop solar permit. So that's in process too.
Nice.
Any questions for Colleen?
No.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Colleen. Procedural matters.
I have nothing.
Okay. Either way, we have no new business, so we'll move to agenda item number 6.
It's not tabled, so we can just dig in.
Right. Discussion of possible action regarding the 2025 general plan survey. For those of you who have looked in the bin, we have quite a few turned in so far, but there are going to be two more calls, right?
Right. I put out a reminder today, if you got your MailChimp yesterday, the MailChimp agenda. I don't know if anybody noticed, but at the top line said, remember to turn your survey in by September 24th. And then we'll send out, Jocelyn will send one out a week before the 24th. So I think that's next week or in about 10 days.
Maybe we could put up a flyer out by the mailboxes as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
Yeah, I can make one out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big letters. 72-pointer, 108-point.
I should put something on the website, too.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay. So, Baleen, would you like to show what you have? So we can take a look at what we've done in the past.
I didn't get this in really great order, but this will just kind of show you how the information got recorded. So let me find quantitative.
Turn those over there.
Okay. Well, actually, this form here was generated after the everything was entered into the database. After everything was entered into the database, then OB generated, this form, so for each question, so we see, like the number of people in your household. That's like not a very good example. Well, maybe it is, right? So, Yeah, okay. So anyway, that gets generated, you know, for every question. But to get to that point, we first did...
I think that's your Word document. Don't you want a spreadsheet?
Yeah. Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
Right, right. So over here on the side, all of the, on the side there under ID, we'll put a number on every, you know, survey. So then, this was put on the data or on the spreadsheet. But to do that, we had people paired up. And maybe we can get some volunteers, and we would just do this on a sheet of paper, so question one, and somebody would read off the answer, and then you would record that, you know, maybe there were five options, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and then they would read out the answer for number two, number three, and go through the survey. So you have to go through every survey, you know, for each question, and we get that number, and then it that's just on scrap paper, and then it gets recorded on a data sheet like this, and OB then takes that and does the analysis on it. And we can ask him to do graphs or, you know, other pie charts and, you know, other kinds of things. Right.
I don't understand the purpose of the scrap paper. I mean, we can just
do it straight
onto the spreadsheet.
Well, you know, we might have done that. I was a little vague on how some of the
happened. Oh, I remember doing chickens.
Yeah, I know. That's what I remember. But yeah. Maybe that was from...
That may have been
2014. That
20 years ago.
That might have been 2014. Yeah. Because I think Jeff Fink did the analysis for us then, and
yeah.
He entered everything onto the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he only really trusted himself.
Yeah, it may have been.
Yeah. Well, there are three different files, and so that may be it, that you were just putting it directly on the...
Yeah.
That would explain why there's three different, you know, files for that. And they each have different ID numbers, so... So that would reduce one step then. But I do remember that we also went through, and the same people or different people double checked everything, you know.
Wow.
So two more people ran through, and this time just, you know, read the spreadsheet and made sure that everything was correct.
Yeah, if you're making hash marks on paper, then you can't double check it very easily. With this, because you have those serial numbers,
mm-hmm.
you can double check each survey. So this was done, I'm sure, straight
yeah,
onto
yeah,
the,
right, right.
Straight onto the spreadsheet. And I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I think I just have both of those memories. So I was thinking it was step one, step two, but it was probably 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I guess you'll know about this one too. So, we have all of the, you know, the open comment questions, and we end up with, this was the final version, but we have a written copy, you know, for the record for every question that got comments. And this isn't numbered. This one isn't numbered. You know, to show which ID survey it came from. Well, I guess it could be.
Well, this is part of the reported result.
Yeah, this is the reported result.
But the thing is, if you're entering it on a spreadsheet
yeah.
itself can hold a lot of data. It just doesn't show it all unless you want it to. So you just go along, and I was going to offer to make a blank, put all the stuff in. We would have to figure out how to score each particular question onto the spreadsheet.
Right.
But each question would have a cell on the spreadsheet. Each survey would have a whole line. And then the essay answers would just get dictated into the cell. And then if you wanted to output all those later on, you could do that.
Yeah.
So those cells could extend out laterally then?
Well, no, you could, a cell in a spreadsheet, most people use Excel, can hold a lot of data. Uh-huh. It just doesn't show it all.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Unless you want it to.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go along and you're just mm-hmm. inputting the data from one survey and you come to an essay answer, you just dictate or type it into a cell and it overflows invisibly, but it's in there. And so that way each survey mm-hmm. would be one line in the spreadsheet, and then Obi would get that and do his magic with it.
Yeah.
It would save a lot of time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a separate version, and I thought I had put a copy of it on here, but, you know, I don't guess I did. But it was on a spreadsheet, but it was just the comment questions, and it does for each, you know, survey. It just listed across. But that's maybe a good idea to just do it all at once when two people are sitting there going through surveys.
Right. And that would make double checking easier.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can output, like, for question 16, if it was an essay question, you could output just the answers for that for the eventual results reporting on the website or whatever.
Well, anyway, I didn't get copy, but I did have copies where it was an Excel sheet. But then just for the official record, I don't know if this is necessary. We can decide, I guess, later whether we need a full reference. What this one is, or another one that we did, was people often are writing comments outside the quantitative answer.
Right.
And so on a separate, you know, spreadsheet, we listed all of those. And I don't know if there'd be a way to do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be a separate spreadsheet. Every question could just have a cell next to it for comments.
So if
the whole comment for it.
People can comment on any question.
No, but you could make a whole colon for these additional comments.
Right, but you want them to be recorded with the question that they're about.
Yeah.
So every question, even if it's like a ABCD, you'd have another cell next to it for optional comment, most of which are blank, but some are.
Yeah, so you would just do that for everyone.
This is just for inputting the data. Yeah. It has nothing to do with how it's reported later.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for getting it in to where it can be massaged by OB.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I probably
have copies of those spreadsheets from the last time. I don't throw anything away.
Uh-huh. Well, I have more in the files in there, but I was trying to get some representative ones to pick the ones that showed these responses on the spreadsheet, but they are there. But they were separated out, you know, quantitative, qualitative, or...
Right.
We're separated out and treated differently, so.
That was in the old ones when they were recorded on paper, probably, but, and the summary reporting, they would be separated maybe, but for just the data input, it should be all in one spreadsheet. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question, for those of you who understand how this works. If we're looking at using this information from those comments for the general plan modification, how are we able to look at those similarities if they're on the spreadsheets? Go ahead.
The spreadsheet is only for inputting the data. Okay. For presenting it for people to study would be a different process. It would come out of the spreadsheet. You're not looking at this.
And what are we looking
at? Yeah, so this
was, it would be presented as a summary plus a list of all the comments, or however you, however it can be customized.
Okay.
Well, that's so what views are.
In this example, I imagine like you would have a Word document and you would have the question, kind of the numerical breakdown.
Yes.
And then below that, you would just have a section that's all the comments that came in about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you need those tied to a specific survey, we could.
No, we don't tie it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the way the other one was, I'm sorry, I copied all the wrong ones, but it was written up, typed up like this, but it would be question one, and then there were, you know,
the comments, yeah.
And then there were all of the comments listed
right
below. And then it would be question two, and then, but this is just on the open-ended questions, so it's not all A through H, but just the ones that have written comments, so there's maybe 10 or 12, you think?
Yeah, for example, look at the 1, 2, 3, 4 fifth line down. They're obviously just expanding on their numerical answer.
Yeah, that's what this one is.
So that kind of thing is not that important for our purposes.
Yeah, except every once in a while.
I mean,
this is why we did it. I mean, because you do need to look at it, because every once in a while there's something.
My domestic partner, sweetie pie.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, when I first moved here, I found all the old surveys on the website and went and read all the comments. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
So you do want to make them all available.
So just because I'm a little bit of a greenhorn here, so we incorporate these in our plan using a basic outline or format from the previous one?
Yes.
That was a question.
So we're looking, I heard the inflection in your voice. So we're looking at generally what is being stated in all, and then seeing if we need to adapt anything in the general plan to what new information we're seeing, or what we're not seeing
information,
we leave it the same.
Yeah. So this is what we get back from Ovi, although we may format it, but he gives us all of these percentages, and it might just be in another spreadsheet, and maybe some of us created this document. But it's this kind of document with the percentages for each response that you use to upgrade the general plan. You know, like, oh, have opinions changed? For
example, that's why we did the dark sky
ordinance,
because the support in the survey was so strong, or it was like 85% or something.
But, yeah, and you can also then, in the past, we've requested, graphs or asked whoever's doing the analysis to say, was there a difference in the way full-time residents voted and the way non-residents voted? So you can put in that request to the OB, and he'll either give you a graph or just a, or he'll separate out the responses, is what residents said, which is what part-timers said. But we were thinking that, you know, that we could go ahead and get started on the ones that we have. We're going to move the, process along.
There's no point not to get a head start on the data.
Yeah, right. Because then when the 24th comes, by then there might not be so many right at the end, but then it would be able to get it to OB quicker.
I'd like to know when Obi would like to be involved in the process. Would he like to be involved preliminarily as well so that we could understand the entire process? And
I mean, didn't he give us the spreadsheet blank?
He
can't remember.
I think so.
Because that way it would be, the answers would come to him in a form that he could use most easily.
Yeah.
If he has a form already put together, then we should probably work with that, because he already has it set up for going straight into graphs or averaging or whatever else. Then.
Yeah. I mean, and so that might be an issue, but if we've heard that he might be out of town till the end of September.
Well, also, once we have all the data in and a big spreadsheet, any time in the future we want to generate a graph or whatever, a comparison, we can do it. It's not like it all has to be done at one time.
So for those of you who understand the entry of this information, how should we work with this? Do you have a person reading or a person entering, or how do you do that?
I'm full of opinions.
Well, let's start talking about...
Well, I did just describe it. I mean, you make a big spreadsheet where each line is one survey, and each column is a question and optional comment, and start putting the answers in.
So are you working alone or are you working with a partner?
You could do either. It may be more efficient if you have somebody else there, but...
Well, there's making the blank, and then there's inputting the data.
It sounds like Obi has done the blank.
I think. I don't remember exactly.
If we do have a blank that's already set up with the averages or whatever else at the bottom of the spreadsheet, then we should use that one. If it's not already set up, then we can...
Well, the questions are all different this time from the last time.
Oh, yeah. If it's an old one, then it needs to be updated. I mean, if there's a current one already set up to be used, then why not just enter it on that? If there isn't, then...
We changed a lot of the questions. But I would take a whack at making a blank, and then somebody else could look at it. And then once you get to the data entry, as I remember from last time, it's really helpful to work in pairs.
Yeah.
One person reading and the other person inputting.
Yeah. Even if you dictated in?
Even if you dictated in. I mean, it's easier to have somebody telling you, okay, question one, the answer is A. Question two, the answer is C. Then having one person looking back and forth between the screen and the paper. And also it's more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun, too.
And makes it go faster and more pleasantly if you have a partner.
So you'll take a stab at it, but we need to contact Obi.
Have we even asked him if he's willing to do it again?
Originally, like a year ago, I did, when we first started talking about this, but not recently. And as we just heard tonight, I just heard tonight, he may be out of town right now. I'm not sure on that. So I can check.
Do we need them before all the surveys come in? I mean, we just want to commit them.
I just want to talk it over with him and make sure that he's still on board and willing to do it. And ask him. Yes, go ahead.
Compiling the data is not that big a deal. I mean, that could be set up fairly easily, even if Obi wouldn't be available.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking is that on some of the questions, there might be a preferred way that he would like the answers recorded, like how many people in your household is easy, but there are some other ones where, well, I don't know, maybe not. I could look at the previous one, but just getting the data into a computer is like kind of a no-brainer. It's just columns and rows, and just get every question in there, and then it can be massaged after that and summarized, recorded. You can Excel will make all kinds of graphs and charts. If OB decides he doesn't want to do it, it's not that big of a deal, I don't think. If he did want to, it'd be great, because he's done it twice before.
So if we could have a couple of pairs or a couple of teams with a reader and an inputter,
Inputter sounds good.
Yeah. Data recorder?
Data recorder.
Inputter works just fine.
Okay. And I'd be willing to be a reader. We'd be here until 2026 if I was inputting that.
What?
Go ahead, Pauline.
So I have a suggestion. A, find out if OB still wants to do it. Mm-hmm. If he does, B, say, can we just give you a raw spreadsheet with all the stuff, or do you have a preferred template you want us to use?
Okay.
And then C, start punching numbers in.
So did you see this format before?
It looks familiar.
Okay. Yeah. Did I show it to you before?
I don't remember what the little triangles mean.
Those are comments.
It just means there's data that you can't
see. There's commented to the data that's in the cell.
That?
If you click on it, in this case, it just shows you that there's something up with the formatting or whatever. So,
okay.
If you have comments, it's standard, usually orange or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll look back. I probably have one of those spreadsheets from last time, so I can just look and see in case I'm way off track. But otherwise, it's just a matter of coming up with putting all the question numbers in the column headers and making an extra space for any optional comments that people might put in.
Yeah, and you can see this goes on.
Is he actually tied to Excel as a
spreadsheet? So most people use.
Yeah, I mean, this was an Excel.
Pretty crappy voice input on that.
Well, it's built into the hardware. I mean, so that's all I do. So I don't know. If you got somebody who can type fast, they can type the comments. And the thing is, then if there's a paragraph, you have to do an option.
Yeah. Well, that would be an argument for doing it separately. Maybe they could be combined later, but then the other person doesn't just have to sit there while the other one is typing or reading it in.
Oh, they're dictating it to them.
Well, I know, but only one person can do that, either type or dictate. Oh, well, if you're reading it, yeah. Okay. I mean, now that seems like a good idea to me to have them all in order.
So I need to hear interest level among what commissioners as to roles and responsibilities here?
I mean, I could potentially do some data entry. It'll have to be in September, and I may also be otherwise outside of the room. So, tentatively, I would agree to help with data.
I kind of feel inept and not savvy, not having been involved previously.
Well, right, but I mean, this part is pretty straightforward. One person got the computer go back to A1. So, I mean, I think you'd be able to answer. You might not want to, but, you know, that someone, you know, greeting it. We get the ID number, 004, color. Well, it's going to be salmon or green. And then question A1, are you a full? You don't even have to read the question. It would just be A1. And I think what we did, there were four choices. So we just, if they circled full-time resident, you just say one, but record one in the box. If they didn't answer, he would record zero.
Right.
And if they chose the second one, you know, response would be two.
That was how we did it, right?
These are all of the people responding to
you could
that
probably.
First question. Are you a full-time resident? And well,
you could probably even condense that down to one column and have full-time be value of one, have part-time be value of
that's
two.
That's what we did.
That's what
we did.
Well, this one is split up. You have a column for each of the possible ones. You have full-time, part-time, renter, non-res. And you essentially did it binary where it's full-time is either a zero or one.
Yeah.
So I would condense that down to a single column.
Because
that just bloats the thing extremely.
Right.
It has to do it that way.
Do you think that could make a difference to whoever was doing the analysis, or would it
not if they knew the code?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that maybe you and Pauline could get this concept in mind, right?
Yeah, Pauline.
And I'll talk with Obi and see what his interest level or commitment level is, right? And then Janie and Marie and I could be readers.
Yeah, we could probably do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dorsey is so busy that his time is probably more valuable on the design end rather than just data input.
And we have had apparently some others.
Right. There are Bill Rao, Susan Roche, and Laura Cameron. Laura was on the clock during one of the last one or last two, you know, and I would volunteer to help too. And we could maybe ask for more volunteers also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember, Ryan, how long it took to, like, go through them the last time?
Weeks.
I remember a few days.
Because we only have, like, 60 questions, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was really that huge of a job.
No, it wasn't huge. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It was a few days. Then.
Right, but on that... because I saw a spreadsheet, I just can't find where it is right now. But for each survey, it was just a line typed across this way.
Yeah.
And the next survey was another line typed across that way.
Do we do this in a meeting or
no?
No, this will be outside of a meeting.
Yeah.
And is it late at 9 or?
Whenever
it doesn't have to happen all at once. We can get a head start on it and then just plug away at it until September 24th.
Yeah.
So if you were working with a specific partner or whatever,
you just make a
day or night or you could agree to.
Do you want to start with it already now that you have some?
We have a whole box full of free
tickets. Okay, so you could start already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We just need this spreadsheet.
Let's put a spreadsheet format together first before we actually start entering data.
Yeah. And let's talk to Toby. And let's talk to Toby.
Yeah, and ask him about if he has a certain.
Marie, what's your interest level in participating in either the data entry or the reading.
Yeah, well, I can type. It just kind of depends on when this is all going to happen. My September's good. October, we had tentatively planned to go out of town, but everything is up in the air all the time. So, yeah, I'm there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay.
I can participate.
Thank you. As entry?
Whatever. It's wise entry, no problem.
Okay.
If the computer runs a thing, it's German, that's fine.
What part of Germany?
Black Forest area.
Oh. Ooh.
I have a cuckoo clock from there.
A
cuckoo clock from the Black Forest.
No,
but,
you know, yeah. No.
My brother was in Wiesbaden at the Air Force. That was a wedding gift. Had little dancers that come out.
Oh, yeah.
That's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll get them all open and flattened out and number them all.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Do a three digit.
Yeah, 001, 002. Yeah.
Okay, so I will see if I can contact Obi if he's in town, or if not, I'll send a message and see if we can get some information from him. And if you two can talk, we'll get started.
I'll look up, see if I can find that previous spreadsheet. Obi may have had a reason that he wanted to
help.
So. I just study it and see if it makes sense or not. More or less sense than my inclination.
Because it sounded like you and Dorje were on the same page as far as not doing the binary, right?
Yeah.
On or off here? One to zero?
I mean, I don't know at what point. If it says, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whoever is preparing the final presentation, then you have to go back and see what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stands for.
Right.
But if it is, you know, kind of spelled out like that.
But that's a line
at this point.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's what can be
and
done.
It's much easier to read through and actually translate it over.
Yeah.
Because as it is right now, you need to check every single column, cross-reference
exactly.
Every single column.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To make sure that there's not duplicates or whatever else that's throwing you off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think the numbers will go faster.
Are there any other things that we need to discuss before we start with this?
I think so. And just for, if you haven't been involved before or after, the analysis comes back, and I don't remember whether this happens before you start writing the general plan, but you have to hold a public hearing for the general plan. And I think we held it before. It was, I don't know, was it when there was a draft of the general plan? Is that when we held public hearing?
But
was it earlier, just after we had survey results?
I think it's after we had gone through the survey results and had the idea of what we were going to draft.
Yeah, and then the public hearing, right.
Yeah.
Is there a due date to complete the plan?
Not really. It's a little bit squishy.
I mean,
it's supposed to be every 5 years, and we're there, and we're current time-wise.
From what I hear, we're as progressive, if not more, than the other county entities, the city of Moab and Grand County, they're dragging their feet.
Yeah.
Their minutes or months.
And then San Juan County, oh my.
Well, they don't have a whole lot of funding. They might be worse off per capita than us, actually.
I've been to some of those meetings with Kristen, the planner down there, and it gets pretty heated.
Okay. Anything else? Marie, anything else?
No, I think you covered it pretty good.
Jay? Colleen?
I've said plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Baby? I mean, I just say as far as timing goes, the public hearing is probably going to happen next year in 2026.
Yeah.
But maybe try to get it all completed in the first quarter of 2026, because December is probably not a good time to have people come out for a public hearing and decide their vision for the town. The new year would be a much better time to do that. So it doesn't have to be a real, you know, rush, but it's going to take time once all of this happens to go through, you know, all of the results and the percentages and start writing up the draft. So, yeah, it'll just happen.
And I will not be here for the November meeting, but I'll probably be on the road somewhere in New Zealand.
Oh, you're going to New Zealand.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
To both islands.
Wow. I went to the South Island when our daughter was in uni, 20 years ago. So I've seen the South Island. I'd like to focus on the North Island this time, but I like the South.
It's very tropical.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. And it'll be spring, so that'll be lovely, hopefully. So I won't be here.
Okay.
We'll be jealous.
I'll send pictures. Okay, so with that, we haven't tabled it, so we can just go to... And there's nothing on number 7, discussion and possible action. There's no new information there. So there's no need for a closed meeting. We need one motion.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
To adjourn. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. This meeting is adjourned at 7:17.
Hooray.
Thank you all.
Let me get this turned off here. Like,
and the success.
Yeah, okay, we can go take a nap.